College, going to focus on internal medicine. Her residency training took place at Harvard University, and her fellowship was at Yale, where she received a master's degree in health sciences. Dr. Nunez Smith is now an associate professor of medicine and epidemiology at Yale University, where she conducts research focused on promoting health and health care equity for structurally marginalized populations. One of her current NIH-NCI-funded grants is to develop a tool to assess patient-reported experiences of discrimination in healthcare. Now, past projects include a study on the promotion and retention of diversity in medical school faculty and multiple articles on the experiences of minority students and faculty. She acts as the founding director of the Equity Research and Innovation Center. Dr. Marcella Nunez-Smith's experience and expertise make her an excellent addition to this team, and we hope that her interest will help shape COVID-19 strategies that keep all voices in mind. We're so excited to have her on board, and I hope that you understand why she's one of my favorite appointees, because her academic record speaks for itself, especially when it comes to health equity. Just as a reminder, that COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus do share the same risk factors. Doc Griggs?
Thanks for listening to the Noise Filter Daily Podcast. Dr. Derry and I have a daily show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we go into more detail on stories and answer your questions about COVID-19.
You can find Doc Griggs at DocGriggs1 on social media, and you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at DRDERY. You can follow us at NoiseFilter on Instagram, NoiseFilterNola on Twitter, and for more information about us and the show, you can go to noisefiltershow.com. Hey, Doc Griggs, any last words?
Remember, get checked, get fit, get moving. And remember to get some rest to boost your immune system. And Doc?
Protect yourself and others by staying home, and please wear masks when you go outside. Remember, health is a human right.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, your host for the evening and also one of your interim station co-managers. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about all things KBOO, things inside, outside, about, well, you know, KBOO news. It's a show for our volunteers and our members and our listeners and anyone who wants to find out what's going on in KBOO land. So first, we got some announcements for our volunteers. Just want to remind our volunteers that we are going to be pitching for GiveGuide starting in the month of December, which I guess is December 2nd, so we're starting now. Check the KBOO Volunteer Updates blog on kbo.fm for some more details. I've written out some details about GiveGuide and how you can pitch within your show and the dates and all those details that'll help you create a short, soft pitch at the beginning of your shows for the month of December. So again, you can find that on the blog on our website, kbo.fm, and we will be including those details also in your upcoming all-programmer email. So get ready to see that info there as well. Just a quick reminder to all of our volunteers to log your volunteer hours using the Google form. If you have any questions about that or need to be resent the link, go ahead, email our volunteer coordinator at volunteer@kboo.org. That helps us and it helps you with all that tracking stuff that we need to be filling out for evaluations when those come up. And reminder that, yeah, evaluations are starting this month. If you haven't gotten a notice about it for your show, don't worry. That means you're just not included in this round. Also, classes, we know that people have requested a few classes. And just so you know, we are working on getting those scheduled. So we're working on a Spinatron class as well as a class to show you how to work on the website and making episode and program pages. all that information will be coming out on our blog and in your all programmer email. So if you need some refreshing, or maybe you need to learn how to do it all for the first time, those classes will be available. And remember, you always have those resources on our website. When you log in, we have that whole wiki of information of how to use our website for more details on all those instructions. So check those out. But if you ever do have any other questions past that, you can email web@kbu.org. That goes to Janka, our web coordinator, or you can always attend one of her classes. Just log into the website and you'll see all the info there at the top of the website. All right, so that is our volunteer news. Some updates for our listeners. I want to do a quick plug for a podcast that is being produced by KBOO's former program director, Aaron Yankee. It's a podcast series called It Did Happen Here, and it's all about how Portland resisted the rise of white supremacy in the 1980s and 1990s. Lots of in-depth interviews from the people who were there, with analysis on the comparisons between the past and today and what we can learn from them. A lot of Portland history, a really, really interesting podcast series. So check that out. You can find that on our website on kbu.fm. We've had lots of KBOO producers helping out with that project. So check it out. You'll see a lot of familiar names of people who helped put this project together. So It Did Happen Here, the podcast. You can find all those details on our website. And that also leads me to plug just KBOO podcasts in general. And so you can find all of those on our website. You can find all of those also on any sort of streaming platform like iTunes and Google Play. And if you are interested in maybe being a podcaster who podcasts through KBOO, let us know, because you can never have enough podcasts. And I know people think I'm probably like joking, but I'm serious. I think that podcasts are really interesting ways for people to get out information in formats that aren't traditional. And it's something that I think we honestly like just can't have enough of. I think it's a great way for individual producers and artists to get out voices that maybe we don't always hear from. And then announcements for our members. Well, you all listen to KBOO. You all know that we have been talking about GiveGuide, and I just want to plug that real quick. And I just want to thank everyone who has given to KBOO on GiveGuide. Yesterday was Giving Tuesday, and lots of people gave, so we really appreciate everyone who can financially support KBOO right now. It means so much to us, especially because we had to cancel things like our book and record sale usually would happen this time of year. And all those little small fundraisers that we have throughout the year have had to be canceled. So it means so much to us that people are still showing us support in these really difficult times. So thank you so much to giving to KBOO on GiveGuide. We know that you have lots of different organizations you can choose from for end of the year giving. So to be part of what you find important means a lot to us. GiveGuide goes through the end of the year, so through December 31st. So if you would like to include KBOO in your end of the year giving, GiveGuide is a great way to do it. And GiveGuide always has like incentives for giving. So I think it's a great way to give and to show your support. And even if you don't give to KBOO, I think that GiveGuide is a really awesome resource for those looking for nonprofits in the Portland area, because they really make sure to try to find new organizations and organizations that are just doing so much to help serve the community. So check it out, GiveGuide. That's giveguide.org. You can also go there from our website at kbu.fm/give. Well, that's all we have for updates for News from the Boo today. News from the Boo comes to you every Wednesday at 5:45. So we will be back next week with more updates from your community radio station. In closing News from the Boo today, we have some words from folks at KBOO about KBOO volunteer Mark Wiener, who passed away a few weeks ago. Mark was a regular face around KBOO for the last few years. And even when we had to close down the station earlier this year, Mark was still a regular part of our engineering team, helping to maintain our station and transmitters, and even playing a big part in producing this summer's Blues Fest. Mark will always be someone I think of when it comes to my career in radio, because he was one of those people who I consider to be one of my radio teachers. When I first came to KBOO, I knew nothing about radio or audio engineering, and I was admittedly intimidated by audio equipment since I knew it was delicate stuff. Mark was one of those engineering volunteers who always put my mind at ease whenever I popped in my head into the engineering office with a question or a technical problem that was me worrying that I had broken something. And you always knew that Mark would have the solution when you saw him, and he could explain the whole situation to you and even show you how to fix the problem. His breadth of engineering knowledge was something I can only aspire to. He loved making radio, but it always seemed to me that he equally loved helping others and learning what he outwardly had so much passion for. But more than that, his personality, his kindness, are what really made an impression on me. Ask anyone at KBOO. Mark had a great laugh and a smile to match. His patience and humor brought a great feeling of community in a field that can sometimes be more focused on the technical side of things than on the people. We're lucky at KBOO to have been part of Mark's life, and he is already missed by so many in our small radio community. Thank you, Mark, for sharing your light with us. Rest in peace.
My name is Ray Bodwell, and I had the pleasure of volunteering alongside Mark at KBOO for the last few years. I really liked him and wanted to share a quick anecdote about the kind of man he was. Mark was a key part of the team that edited the sets for the virtual Waterfront Blues Festival that KBOO broadcast this past 4th of July weekend. Longtime programmer Reggae Bob had volunteered to record intros for some of the sets, but he was having a difficult time getting good sound quality. So Mark grabbed his Zoom recorder, jumped in his car, and drove out to meet Bob and help record the intros. Needless to say, the sound quality was perfect. Mark was a genuinely nice man who was only too happy to share his vast knowledge on sound recording and editing. He cared about KBOO and its people very much and would do anything to help. He will be greatly missed by all of us.
This is Jinka Soderberg, KBOO's web and new media coordinator. Like all of us at KBOO, I was really sad and dismayed at hearing of the passing of Mark Wehner. Having an experienced engineer like Mark helping in the tech web team these last few years has been invaluable. He brought decades of experience into his volunteering, but was always humble and gracious, ready to share his knowledge without being patronizing or belittling. This is a rare talent in the tech field, and I feel really lucky to have known Mark and to have been able to learn from him and work with him on a regular basis at KBOO. As a woman working in tech, I've often had to battle my way into spaces that feel like boys' clubs. Even the KBOO engineering department has fallen into that culture occasionally, depending on who was involved. But when Mark was involved, it did not feel like that. He was welcoming, cheerful, happy to both help and to teach. I want to thank Mark's family for putting up with him spending so much time at KBOO. I can tell you this, his time at KBOO was not ill-spent. He helped us in so many ways, getting organized, upgrading and standardizing our computers, our tech equipment, ensuring our systems and networks were secure and virus-free, and helping with live events and music to ensure a high-quality level of audio. His presence at KBOO will be sorely missed. We will all miss him tremendously, and I want to thank his family for allowing us to experience the gifts of Mark Wehner in the last few years of his life. Rest in power, Mark.
I'm Arthur. That's Ringo. I'm KBOO's chief engineer, and I worked with Mark quite a lot over the past several years. His kind words, jokes, and extensive knowledge of radio and audio engineering were some of the best parts about working at KBOO's engineering shop, where he made himself a second home. He always came to the station with a smile on his face, an essential goal to help people produce the best radio they are capable of producing. Having him there made my job not only easier, but a lot more fun, and most importantly, it was always an opportunity to learn something new, no matter what skill level you were, whether you were a beginner or someone like me who's been doing this for a long time. He consistently was able to pull some other neat trick out of his hat every day, consistently. It was an utter joy working around him, and even our disagreements always had a way of having people come away with it with a new perspective. Mark and his characteristic laugh will be missed greatly by all he has touched in his time at KBOO and his other stations. And on a personal level, he has helped mold me into the engineer that I want to be, and for that I will always respect and love him. Thank you so much, Mark, for all you've done for KBOO, myself, and the hundreds of volunteers. Thank you.
Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Salem Progressive Film Series presentation of Holding the Thin Green Line. This documentary slideshow tells the stories of people fighting to save the souls of their communities and